Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, if you're listening, which you're probably not.
No. We got.
What the fuck? Why are you interrupting me? I'm not going to say anything for the next 2 hours.
Fucking asshole.
I'm kidding.
Danny, fucking asshole. We're all kidding. Go on.
It's my house. I can talk.
Ryan is introducing us.
So this is as is.
Slut.
And,
Yes.
Yes.
And you won't be hearing from me until next week, probably. So I give the floor to our guests.
Well, let's introduce let's introduce who we are.
They know you already. They know us.
Well, we
know Tracy.
Tracy was a guest last week.
Last week.
Mm-hmm. By the way, we have done some episodes since you were here, Tracy.
You did episodes without me? I cannot go on.
Well, the world does not revolve around you constantly. I mean, you're not like the sun.
I beg to differ.
But now we have...
But I beg all the time.
But now it's not...
But now it's just not me. I'm sorry.
Right.
Why don't you say... It is my dear friend Cliff who is begging me to shut the fuck up. In minute 117, I still won't shut the fuck up. Our guest this evening is my dear friend, Cliff.
What do you mean, our guests? Like, as if it's you three and then me.
Because the world revolves around me!
Wow.
I would like to say a compliment.
Go ahead.
Which I usually don't give compliments.
Right.
Okay.
The Tracy... we called her Hurricane Tracy.
Yes.
I don't know why.
Because I broke Danny's house when I walked in the door.
No, we called you Hurricane before that. Your personality reminds me of a hurricane in a good way.
Destructive and brutal. Yeah, that's right.
And alive and sexy.
Uh-huh. Well, that is me.
The episodes with you have garnered... Is that the right garnered?
Garnered. Yes. Yeah, that's a good word.
An audience that is larger than usual for us.
Which isn't to say much... It's still something.
It's still something.
Oh, no, it's a
lot. And it proves that I am not just a legend in my own mind. I'm a legend in like two or three more people's minds.
Well,
and that's big.
I should have made that list.
Well, we don't know. When I mentioned, and I might have said this erroneously last time, that you are sort of the Meryl Streep of community theater. I very quickly got a DM from this guy over here, Cliff. And he was like, oh my God, now she's going to be really... like
even worse?
Yeah, the worst ego.
And you were correct.
I should have said you were like Meryl Streep's cousin. You know,
Meryl
like,
in-law.
In-law.
Yeah.
Ugly younger sister, blah, blah, blah. Now, Cliff is always here to put me in my place.
Yes.
So, this is Cliff. Say something, Cliff.
So, by the way, my name is Cliff.
thank God. I thought it was Rodney.
Yeah.
No, we said that 10 minutes ago.
Okay. But I just want to make sure it's on the record.
No, okay. I have a question.
Yes, sir.
Sorry, I have a question.
Mr. Spiegel.
No. It's about you, though.
Okay.
Okay. So, are we allowed to say your last name on here?
Why not?
Okay. So, your last name is?
Parent.
Now, my question
Literally, as in, like, my parents.
I know, they're stupid. They need you to explain that to them.
Yes, that's why I'm here.
Keep your mouth shut.
What kind of other name would it be for parent? Now, anyway, with a name like parent...
Yes.
All your life you've been a parent?
Apparently.
Oh my God, that was so bad.
That was really good. That was like a dad joke.
Like the bad dad joke.
So, parent, get it?
Parent!
So as someone who has the name parent, is it hard for you, can you be childish? Like you always have to live up to your name?
No.
Okay. He does not.
No.
Okay. That was a good question, wasn't it?
No.
All right. No. I have a fucking list. Okay, that was number 15 on the list.
I want to know the list.
Wow, how did we get that far already?
Right. I want to know the list. So Danny has a list of questions because God knows I can't talk enough.
I'll throw out topics. You guys choose, and then you have some list.
Welcome to the Cliff and Tracy Show.
Woo!
Taken over as is.
All right, everybody calm down. This is my house.
Okay.
It's Danny's house, but I've taken it away.
Okay, all right, ready for list number one?
List number one.
Okay.
Does Tracy have remorse because she did the podcast last week? Do you have any remorse, like any feeling? Do you know what the word remorse means?
What? I have remorse.
Just not for this.
Not for this. Okay. I have remorse over all the losers I've spent dating in my entire life.
Wow.
God knows there's a bunch of those.
How many, you think?
Lots and lots. If you're a loser or a gay man, you've dated me.
You've dated gay men?
Yes. And they used me to figure out if they were gay. And guess what? Dating me, they were sure afterwards that they were gay.
That might end up as an interlude. Not an interlude.
A trailer.
As a sequel. Not a sequel.
A sequel? Yeah, it is.
Segue.
Thank God Ryan
into
is here.
Into another story that we'll maybe tell, but absolute, maybe not.
Maybe not. So Cliff's trying to talk about himself when I'm just trying to talk about me. So yes. So I have remorse for doing the podcast. No. Okay. I have remorse about so many other things.
Okay,
but this
great.
Podcast,
thank you, Tracy.
No. Thank you.
We've had enough.
And see.
Okay. Cliff.
Yes.
Now you seem to be coughing a lot.
Yes.
Do you have a horrible disease I should know about?
No.
I do you have something that maybe Freddie Mercury died of? I'm just asking for a friend. I mean you wouldn't be here if you were dying.
Correct. As I mentioned off air a little while ago, I already tested twice for COVID last week or something. Yeah, last week. Both negative. Okay. And then, like I said, out of deference to you guys,
yes,
I did a third test just to be sure.
And all of our HIV tests are negative too. Let's just put that out.
I haven't checked mine in a while.
We're all negative. That's all out there.
So we don't have COVID. We don't have AIDS.
HIV. Okay. Right. So we're all good.
I just got some horrible lung infection thing.
How did you get it?
It was in Switzerland.
Really?
That fucking hotel. Alex Hotel.
Notice how I stayed in the same hotel, and I have not been ill at all.
It was so hot. It's Alpine Hotel, and you would think it might be cold, but then again, it's only October, so not really, right?
But, like, fucking Europeans don't believe in air conditioning, which is really fucking annoying. Anyway, go on.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
So, So that was so hot. And the
nice one.
So sorry. I'm sorry.
That was Danny, that was not, by the way.
I'm sorry. You is it what? Okay to do that in front
it's
of you? That's
okay. Fine. Oh my gosh.
Oh, gosh. She loves it.
Okay. I love it.
Hey, guys, yeah. I'm surprised she's
a that, was, that wasn't a fart. It was a burp.
When people are just like themselves,
did you wet yourself?
I did not, but I was close to wetting myself. Say,
if you wet yourself, you sit on this chair.
That's
a couch.
That's a couch. No, the couch is nice and clean and new. Right, yeah.
So you don't, you when you go to a hotel, do you stay in the same room or
no?
Okay.
We pay huge money for the single supplemental.
So there's like, we take these guided tours, and the single supplement is usually like a couple $100s, but for Switzerland's outrageous. The single supplement was close to $1,000.
Right. Yeah.
But trust me, this is the thing. It is worth it. Okay. First of all, you're going on these big European vacations, you're spending a couple $1,000. Get your own fucking bathroom, right?
Right.
I don't want to wait for him. He doesn't want to wait for me. Everybody has to take a shit, people. Wow. It's just life, okay?
Even you?
Even girls have to take shits, all right? It's
you learn something new every day.
Every day, right?
You know?
You don't want to have to be like, how much longer are you going to be in there because I'm going to shit my pants? You get your own fucking room. It's worth them if you can afford it, of course. But if you can afford it, you get your own
I'm glad
room.
I got some new toilet paper today. I went to shop right
before. I'm so happy. Danny also got soap for the bathroom because he never had soap before. He had hand sanitizer, which is great, but you gotta wash your hands after you make a pee-pee and then use the sanitizer.
Yeah.
And all I could do was use sanitizer first last week, and that's not good enough.
All you needed to tell me was, can you please put some soap in the bathroom? That's all you need. You don't have to be this passive-aggressive bullshit.
I'm gonna
wash my hands in the
which
kitchen.
Which is ironic, because when I was in, like, third grade, I used to pick my nose all
Why
the time.
Why do you keep leaning in towards
it? I keep leaning in.
I know. You sound like, this is like the Raiders of the Lost Ark.
All the people in there, I have to get close
There's
to you.
There's people in the phone, and they have to hear that I picked my nose in the
No, but anyway,
phone.
Back to Cliff.
Back to Cliff.
Thank you.
Okay. So what were we saying? We're saying you stay when
oh Yes.
Okay. Do you always vacation together?
Now, kinda. So I'm sorry. I apologize for all the coughing.
No, I'm sorry. Cliff had 7 packs of cigarettes before we got here, but when we do the European trips, like the big, we do that.
You won't take him to Pittsburgh.
No, I won't take him to Pittsburgh. Not at all. I don't take him to Vegas. Right? No. Like.
Why do you like him in Europe, but you don't like him in America?
Okay. First of all, let's get this straight.
Straight?
Not gay, but straight.
Okay.
Oh, that's so original.
So original. Yeah.
All right, let's please keep it kosher.
Kosher, okay. He's gay, I'm straight, I'm his hag, that's how it works.
I'm Jewish.
You're Jewish, right? Nice, like, to meet it's you. All good. Nice to meet you.
Thank you.
Vegas is a thing I do with one friend and one friend only.
Starts with a T.
It starts with a T, my good friend Todd.
Right.
Vegas is my Todd thing. He would hate coming to Vegas with me.
I would, okay. Yeah.
Yeah, he would hate it. Yeah. I
gamble.
Yeah, he doesn't gamble.
Yeah, that's all she does.
Yeah.
Do you gamble,
God.
Really?
Like a fiend. Like, thank God I don't live closer.
Tracy is such a man. Like, I just see her, yes. Just playing the cigarette out of your... Well, not a cigarette.
Well,
anymore.
When we used to be able to smoke, yeah, you had a cigarette in one hand, a drink in the other, and then here's my $5,000.
I just had a very sad image of you at 3:30 a.m., like, all alone in Vegas, like, losing, like, thousands of dollars. You're like...
Okay. The last time that image was close to being true, it was 3 a.m. in Atlantic City.
Oh.
And I was up $300. That's all I'm going to say, Tropicana, Atlantic City.
That's a sad image.
Not when you're winning, baby.
Have you ever won a lot of money?
Like, the last time we were there, I won on the poker tables. I won $700. Last time when Todd and I were in Vegas, I won $700 on a 3-card poker table.
Wow.
Then I won like $600 on a Let It Ride poker table. But then Mama gave it all back.
To who?
It was very generous.
To the house.
Why?
Because they need my tourism dollars so that they can keep giving me free rooms to come back and give them more money.
Oh, okay.
That's how it works. She's very altruistic. I don't make the rules.
Hmm? Yeah.
I do not make the rules.
So when you're in Switzerland, for example, uh-huh. Do you spend any time together at all?
Oh.
Yes. Is that a good question?
Well, okay. Question. Okay.
But, okay.
You go ahead. Go ahead.
May I?
Go for it.
Thank you. She's not the boss.
Lie.
I know, right? No, yeah, we do. You know, first of all, there's stuff that we have to do.
So when you're on like these guided tours, you have to go together with everybody. So there are things we're doing stuff. Together.
Right.
But
you're that's an obligation.
Right.
You're not choosing to be with them.
No. And in the free time.
We usually somewhat stand near each other somewhat.
But in the free time.
Right.
We have spent time together. But like on this last trip, there was one day, this Alex hotel where he's convinced he got sick.
Right.
We had the whole day free. There was no guided tour. We had the whole day free.
Right.
And we were in this little town that's like where the Matterhorn is. Like the real Matterhorn, right?
Yeah.
And we both were tired and whatever, right? But like, I was like, I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. He's like, okay, I'll come with you. And then that morning, he's like, I'm just going to relax. Mm-hmm. So I like hiked. That's when I went and did the thing where you said I was being dramatic, which I wasn't. It was really high. That's when I took the cable thing up the mountain.
The tube cable ride up the mountain.
And then I hiked like 8 miles.
By yourself?
I did by myself. Okay. Yeah. Wow. By myself.
Right.
And he was in the hotel in the jacuzzi tub.
Right. But that's probably what I would be too. Probably. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. There was a jacuzzi tub.
That sounds healthy.
Right?
Yeah.
Here's the other thing. When I was done hiking and doing all that stuff, I went to a bar and drank.
No way.
And he missed out on that.
So during the hike, you stopped at a bar?
No. After the hike. Okay. So I did like 5 hours hiking on the mountain, which was really beautiful.
You got in touch with God.
I don't believe in God, but I got in touch with myself. So I hiked on the mountain, right? Yeah. I touched myself. When I think of you, I touch myself. So I touched myself.
Right.
And then afterwards, we had like a dinner that night But I was done at like 5 and dinner wasn't until like 7 or 7.30. I was like, well, I'm going to sit in my fucking hotel room.
Right.
So I went to a bar.
Well, good. You're saying that like it's a special thing. But
yeah,
it was like a
Tuesday.
I went to a bar for the first time and then
it
I saw
was like a fucking
then I saw
Tuesday.
A penis for the first time. Oh, my God.
Aren't you cute? And that, right. So, yeah. So okay. I drank at a bar.
Is a Swiss bar better than an American
bar? No. So here's the deal. Because they're like catering to tourists, they have all these little kitschy things. So I did go to this little kitschy thing, but it was called the Witch Bar. It was like Hexen blah, blah, blah. And there were like witches and things everywhere. Okay. And like, I'm sure my own mother fucking thinks I'm a witch anyway. So I was like, why not just go here? I was in like the Wiccan blah, blah, blah. Whatever.
And it's close to Halloween.
Right? Right? And the bartender, so I'm in fucking Switzerland, and the bartender's like, you're obviously from the States. And I said, yeah. And he said, where? And I said, New Jersey. The fucking bartender in Switzerland goes, oh, I have friends and I have been to East Orange.
New Jersey.
Like, Switzerland, blah, blah, blah. This dude's been to fucking East Orange, New Jersey.
East Orange sucks.
Right? Like, but my fucking bartender had been there. And because I was from Jersey... And we chatted. First, he poured me like a speck of wine. My next glass was like 2 glasses worth. And my next glass was like a fucking bottle. All because he knew where East Orange, New Jersey
was. The punchline of the story would be great if you actually ended up sleeping with him.
It would have been great, that, wouldn't it?
Yeah, if I had this punchline is pretty weak.
It's weak.
I would have appreciated just a straightforward answer to your question.
Which was, what was my question?
I don't know.
Oh, well, my question was, do you guys stay in a different room?
My answer was more.
No, do you spend time? No, you
spend time. Yeah, like, well, basically, it comes down to she's gonna do what she's gonna do, and then it's like, if I want to join her, great. Right. If I don't, I'll do my own thing.
No, that's good. I think that's healthy.
That's
by the way,
thing.
We don't know how you first met.
Okay.
I hear this being called.
Okay. This is the best.
Okay. I hope so. This is a podcast.
Make sure you leave the important.
The important. Okay.
Oh my God! Are you having a heart attack?
Cliff is having a heart attack.
Do you need
attack.
The fire extinguisher?
We're gonna put the light clear. I'm gonna put the things on it.
Okay.
The reason why this is the best. Okay. It's more the best for community theater people, if you know anything about community theater and community theater people, how fucking full of ourselves we are.
Well, but, speak for yourself.
Right.
It's okay. More the best.
It's the best. Okay. So, 150 years ago in community theater...
Every story starts like this.
Every story starts like this. I go see a production of the play Jeffrey.
Mm-hmm.
Playhouse 22, right?
Yeah.
And Jeffrey is like... Long story,
gay,
I won't even bother.
Gay
theme, whatever. But great fucking play, right?
It is. It's known
it's
as a gay
play.
That's all you need to know.
That's all you need to know. So I go see this play.
Okay.
Yeah. There are like
it's
two people in...
Is about what?
Is it about
a guy named Jeff?
Yeah.
It
oh,
is
Jeffrey?
Indeed.
Yes. Oh, but it's Jeffrey.
Jeffrey. All right.
Yeah.
So I go see this play. It's fat. Now, I don't know him. I knew two other people in it, right?
Are you saying that Cliff is a good actor?
Well. Cliff loves this story. So I go see this play.
Mm-hmm.
And I see the people, and I'm like, this fucking play was great. The guy that played Jeffrey was fucking great.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, for those of you that don't know, New Jersey has its own, like... Tony Awards.
I have a feeling that the people who listen to this...
Probably
know. No, okay. We have some people from Britain that have
okay.
No clue what we're talking
so New
about.
New Jersey Community Theater. Right.
British Mark. New Jersey has its own, like, award
Tony
ceremony.
Awards, right? Like,
yeah.
We have our own Tony
for,
Awards,
for
right?
People who think they can act,
yeah.
Whatever.
So, not for nothing, I have 4 awards, but whatever.
Oh.
So,
oh.
I do, but whatever. So, now, before I got my 4 awards, I was known as the Susan Lucci. I had been nominated, like, 14 times and had never won. 1 year I was nominated against myself.
Wow.
I
more about
still
you.
Lost.
Anyway. It's been.
So,
no, yeah.
So, right. So, I go see this play, Jeffrey, blah, blah, blah. The following year, I'm dating yet another gay guy, and we go to an audition who doesn't know he's gay or won't admit he's gay, and I probably realize he's gay, but I'm like, no, you're a loser, you're alone, date the gay guy, right, whatever.
You probably made him gay.
I probably did, right, I made everybody gay. So we're at this audition,
okay,
and we're sitting there, and it's like open auditions, which for those of you that don't know, although most of you do, like, it's open auditions, so you all sit there in the theater, and you all see each other's auditions. Now I'm sitting with my boyfriend at the time, and I see... Cliff, who I don't know, but he had played the lead in Jeffrey. He was Jeffrey the year before. Right. That I was, like, blown away by. Because I'm extremely critical. I'm like, community theater fucking sucks. It all blah. And this was terrific.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm with my then boyfriend. I'm like, oh my God, that guy sitting over there is the guy that was in Jeffrey. He was so fucking good. I gotta go say something to him.
Okay.
So he's sitting like in an aisle seat, and I walk up to him when there's like a break in the action, and I kneel down next to him, and I go, hi, you don't know me, but I saw Jeffrey, and you were fucking fabulous. Okay?
And then we were friends.
And then we were friends. And the best part about this, which I didn't even realize, afterwards, I go back to my boyfriend at the time. So in the New Jersey Community Theater Awards for the year before, Cliff is nominated for his role in Jeffrey. So was my boyfriend at the time that I didn't know. And my boyfriend at the time lost to Cliff.
Oh, you got the award?
He got the award. But when I tell the boyfriend, oh my God, I gotta see that guy, he's great, blah, blah, the boyfriend's like, I fucking lost to that guy. And my bitch girlfriend's going over there and talking to him. I had no idea.
Right.
Now,
right.
That guy probably dumped me more so because he was gay, not because of the award thing.
Of course.
But you never really know.
Of course. Right? This wasn't a good
wasn't a good thing.
Yeah.
So that's how we met, with me seeing Cliff and telling him he was fucking fabulous, which he was. And you know me, I'm critical.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm extremely critical.
Well, I'm looking at Cliff right now.
Look at me.
I see... What do I see? I don't really know what I'm seeing.
I see Picasso. I see... What do you see?
No, I see a guy... He looks a little bit in pain right now. I think it's because... I think he... You know, he's used to you taking the limelight, you know?
Yes.
And so...
As she has done.
For 20 million years. Are there any
at
moments...
At least last 21 minutes.
Are there any moments when you are the dominant force and she shuts up?
No.
Oh my God, that's so cold.
Oh yeah. No, but it's accurate.
I didn't say it wasn't accurate. I said it was cold.
But were you afraid of her at the beginning?
No. Because she was like such a freak
force
coming up to me and yeah. Like that. No, I thought that was fabulous, and so I was like, okay, we're friends now.
Yeah, yeah.
Great.
But I meant it, you know, like, I'm not very, like, I don't give compliments when I don't mean them.
Oh, I know.
You're right.
You've never complimented me, ever.
Maybe once or twice.
No, no. It was an accident. You said maybe the production was okay.
It depends on what it was.
Yeah.
But honestly.
You said maybe my stride on stage was okay.
Your stride.
You've never actually said, oh my God, when you, but it's okay. I don't need it. I have a fire extinguisher here.
Yeah, right. Here.
I don't need validation from someone.
I don't need validation from some hag.
Yeah.
Has-been hag. No, I don't need that.
You're not a has-been yet.
I'm getting there.
Yes,
she is. See, Cliff knows. I am.
So basically,
I accept my fate. Go on.
So
basically.
If it wasn't for theater, you wouldn't have met.
Yeah, yeah, it was theater. Obviously.
Now, you haven't really acted a lot since.
No, I have not.
Well, I mean, since then...
Since Jeffrey, you did a few
I
things,
did. And then and then the last show that we did together, which was my last show, was...
Was it Music from a Sparking Planet?
Music from a Sparking
Planet.
Yeah, Music so that was
2012.
No.
No, it can't be 12.
Earlier. It was earlier.
No, it was like 4 or 5.
So why?
It was 2000. Yeah, it was 2007.
Okay,
2007.
Maybe.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know what? It doesn't matter.
Yeah, people don't
care. Well, you know, you got me on numbers,
no,
and I'm like, damn it, I gotta be exact.
I'm sorry.
He was a math teacher. Yeah.
Well, that's so why don't you act more?
So, excuse me.
Because you can't breathe.
I've been slowly dying.
He's losing a lung. He's got a lung in his throat.
No, we'll do short and sweet. So that was like back in 2007. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then I was going through some medical issues, and that they were kind of off and on for several years. So during that period of time, I certainly couldn't do theater. I couldn't do pretty much anything.
Right.
And by the time, and then it got better, it acted up again, or whatever. By the time it, like, actually subsided, it was, like, kind of like a six-year thing. And then at that point, when I started thinking about the idea of going back to theater, I realized I'd actually had stage fright.
Oh.
Which I really never even had initially back, you know, before I even did any of your,
right.
But,
right.
But like I was so concerned with what I had been in terms of my health.
Yeah.
Right. And I was so concerned about that. I was concerned about like, oh my God, I would never be able to, you know, to memorize all those lines again, because of course I would get a lead. So it would be all those
of
lines.
Of course he'd be a lead.
You wouldn't be like a janitor.
No, oh my God. No, he's the
janitor
lead.
Not that there's anything wrong with janitors.
Not that there's anything wrong
no,
with
we
that.
Love janitors.
But
janitors.
He would be the lead.
Right.
Yeah.
No, that's but, interesting. Yeah.
So
yeah.
But then I also remember thinking like, and I even would say this to her, I still say this to her, I'm like, whenever, a lot of times when I was just sitting home, and it's like, I look at the clock, you know, the DVR, whatever, the cable box, and it's like 7:30, and I'm like, and especially if she's doing the show, I'm like, she's at rehearsal right now.
Right, right, right.
He's like, I'm
on my couch.
That
it's 12 degrees outside.
But, so he texted me last Saturday. It was a rainy, shitty day here last week. But last Saturday, he sends me a text that he physically got out of bed at 4 p.m., and walked his dog.
Right.
And then they were like doing whatever, and they were going to walk one more time, and they were going to back to bed at about 6:30 p.m.
Wow.
That is not a joke. I actually have that text.
No, that's very productive.
She doesn't read any of my other fucking texts. The ones where I want actual response from her.
Right.
Right? No. That's what she remembers, though.
Because I am usually on a Saturday, I volunteer at my animal shelter. So I'm usually walking dogs for like 8 miles in sweating.
No one asked you to.
Right. And this fucker's in bed until 4 o'clock.
Right.
And then going back to bed at 6:30. And.
But that's.
He just bought for his bedroom a, what is it, 65?
65.
A 65-inch flat screen TV. It's like watching fucking movies.
Right.
He's never going to. I can't believe he's here right now.
Me neither. But you, right? you said he wasn't going to do it.
I said he wouldn't. I'm like, I believe my text.
How would you think?
Because I'm my dying. Text to them
How
was.
You think I wouldn't do this?
Because you're a lazy fuck, which is exactly what I
wow.
said.
No, she was very adamant about it.
I was like, he's a lazy piece of shit. He's not going to, like,
okay,
leave
that,
his house.
Yes, the other one, no.
Yeah, I was like, he's lazy. I mean, he likes being the center of attention.
Well, thank
which
you
I
for being here.
Thank you.
I mean, you know, even though you're dying, this actually leads to my note number 20.
Okay.
Oh, God.
Which,
okay. Does Cliff,
we're still doing director's notes. Okay.
Does Cliff watch Tracy perform, or maybe he just can't because he's jealous of her?
Cliff, okay, I can clarify this. Cliff does not watch Tracy perform.
Question was to me.
Right? I'm going to answer it.
But she'll take
I'll
it from
answer.
Here.
Cliff does not watch Tracy perform. Not because he's jealous, because he doesn't fucking want to leave his house.
But he's living for he, clearly it's you, because he's coming here for
he
this
part. He doesn't give a shit. He's like, you're
I
the
saw
asshole.
Her last play
I just
twice.
Don't want to have to live through her shit.
Right.
Like, I mean, I don't have to say how, oh, that was so good.
But you're I know when it's
great.
Not good.
No, I know. I
do know when
honestly,
it's not good.
And honestly, I don't go see any community
he,
theater.
He does. He
you're not coming to my show this weekend?
No.
So, and I don't even try to hide it. You know, I'm like,
right.
Yeah. And
you know, it's really not that far. It's 35 minutes away. And,
it's even
you know,
closer to where
we're
going to
get like 10 people tomorrow
yeah,
night.
Yeah, he's not coming.
No, it's fine. It's fine.
He doesn't come to see me, but it's true. He doesn't come to see anybody.
My hope was that he would fall in love with me tonight, and he'd be like, I got to see this guy perform.
Just so you can get one more person in that.
Well, anybody helps, man. We might have like negative 10 tomorrow. We had 14 people last Sunday matinee.
Is that more than is in the cast?
Is this in the Poconos? Like, where are you doing this?
No, literally.
Poconos? I am Jewish, but I don't go to the Poconos. No, it's a
was that more
Manville.
Than the cast? Manville. But
it's a two jurors. How many in a juror?
Oh, 12.
12. Very good.
Okay. So you have two more than
and Harriet, the assistant director. I mean, Harriet.
Harriet.
Yeah, so we've had 20 or 30, which for this place is actually very good.
Yeah, okay.
But 14, and now it's the last weekend. It's going to be dwindling. I'll be surprised if we have 10. And I was driving around today looking at my notes. I was like, why am I even studying this? There's going to be nobody there tomorrow.
Is there a connection between Jewish people and the Poconos?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. What is it?
The Neverly. No, it's Catskills.
Catskills, Poca... I was thinking Catskills.
Poca Nose is the same thing.
Dirty Dancing.
Is the same thing.
Dirty Dancing. Dirty Dancing. Poca Nose. I was thinking more Catskills.
You're thinking Catskills. But Catskills, Poca Nose, it's all the same thing.
Thank you.
So, like, you all went up to the mountains where there was...
He was asking me.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
The Poca Nose. I mean, the Catskills. It's notorious for having a Jewish, like, can't, like, not concentration camps, but like you know, camp, like summer camps.
Oh, okay.
A lot of Jews go up there for like summer camp, but they do stuff. We you know, it's about time we talked about Auschwitz, I think.
You haven't gotten there yet.
No,
it's like, podcast without Auschwitz.
Well, I thought of camps, you know.
Oh my God!
I'm sorry.
EMS.
Everybody, calm down.
So,
the answer is a lot of Jewish activity in the summer.
It was a big summer camp thing, like in the summer. Right. It was
where
a
where Auschwitz was all year round.
Auschwitz was an annual thing.
Yeah, it was like really anybody could just go show up.
It's
and
a Jewish activity.
What is it? Jewish activity they could all do together.
I just thought of you, like, the thought of all everybody doing something together.
Together.
Oh my God, never mind. I don't know what they
do. So if you believe in hell, everyone in this room is going there. Maybe not Ryan, because he didn't participate.
I've been going there. I've been destined for that place for a long time.
Yeah. Are you like the listen to you. Are you the driving the bus? Because I'm like driving the car down there. I don't believe in it. But
why?
If you just one place.
Did you ever see the Good Place, that show?
I'm actually, believe it or not, I'm in the middle of season 3.
Okay.
Yes.
Why wouldn't he believe it?
That's because she doesn't
watch. Because I don't watch TV, and I felt like fucking saying it.
So, okay. Thank you for answering
the question. Thank you for answering my question.
So, that's my version. I think there is hell, yeah. And then less hell, and then less hell.
And then less hell.
And
okay.
Then maybe heaven. There's like medium heaven. There's like, you know, it's like a pair of pants. It's like small, medium. You know,
medium,
it's like,
large.
You
small, medium, large.
You have really bad hell.
And okay. Well, if you take away the heaven part, then wouldn't the... next, what was it called? Next, almost heaven?
Medium heaven.
Medium heaven? Medium heaven. Well, yeah, or high heaven or whatever. Wouldn't that just automatically become heaven?
Well, I think it's all, right? It's all relative. Think. Right? So you can have, like, hell would be like being, you know, like watching, for me, a Celine Dion concert.
That my God.
Hello. Oh, what? Cliff?
Yeah. He's a major Celine fan.
Oh, no. I mean heaven.
Heaven.
Wait a minute.
No, but I'm with you on the Celine
shit. She has an incredible voice. You cannot deny.
There's nothing I fear.
That's how you sing.
We just lost our 5 listeners. No.
She screamed. She doesn't sing. She screamed. No.
I'm sorry. It was an arbitrary name. I could have said Wham. I could have said
Judy Garland.
No.
Don't you dare! We'll take your card away for that.
No. I that was a bad. I'm just saying. There's that.
I get
it's not like Barry Manilow would be medium hell. Ooh, you know. Yeah. You know. And then Neil Diamond would. You know what I mean? Oh. Like, there's like. I'm sorry.
I just had a heart attack.
Really?
Go on.
What's wrong?
Neil Diamond and Barry Manilow.
What's wrong with
you
them?
Not a child of the 70s.
No. I'm saying that would be medium. That would be absolute hell.
That's my.
And then, like, for me, Dire Straits would be heaven.
Okay.
Okay, so that I'm a guitar guy, you know?
Yeah,
so,
okay.
Okay. So anyway, we all have different versions of hell. That's all I'm saying. And if you don't think you're going there, what do you think? You think you're just going to die?
Yeah.
Oh.
I think there's one place that we go to.
She doesn't know what that means, though.
What does it mean?
We die and that's it. There's nothing fucking out. Give me proof.
There's no possible way to get proof for that.
Thank you very much. You can't.
That's where the belief comes in.
Right. Faith. You gotta have faith.
Faith and belief. Faith. Right.
I always forget that. I know what you're going at, what you're going for, and yeah. I always forget it word for word. I don't know what it is, but
faith?
Faith is the The knowledge of things seen.
It's a great George Michael song.
But you gotta have faith. I'm thinking of a Bible verse. I gotta have faith.
I don't really.
Baby.
Oh my God. Oh wow. I don't have faith.
I don't either.
I don't have faith, but I have faith. I have faith that there's something that we don't understand, and you know, I don't think this is it.
Oh yeah.
You know,
fuck that.
Yeah, fuck that. Because otherwise, why? This is number 17.
We have no choice but to
die. We're down to 17.
Okay, we're to 17. So what's 17?
Ryan, this is good. This is for you too.
What's that?
How can we go on knowing that our lives turn out this way? That's number 14.
The suicide hotline number is.
I've looked that up multiple times.
All right, you know what? I'm just going to run down this list really quick.
Okay, right on the list.
Okay.
Yeah.
Number one. Is Cliff... did we establish that you're...
gay?
Yeah. Okay, so is Cliff really gay?
Yeah.
And then number four, how gay is Cliff?
Is there two questions between those two?
Right.
No, is Cliff really gay?
Was that question number one?
That's number three.
Oh,
okay. Question number one was, does Tracy have remorse?
Oh, that's
right. No, Tracy has no remorse for anything. Number two.
And then number five, does Cliff find Don Johnson attractive?
Do you find Don Johnson attractive?
I think he is, but not like in a I want to do him way.
Okay. I feel the same way.
Okay. You
know? I don't want to do him.
Yeah. So I would be like, he's a very handsome man.
Okay.
And,
who's your guy that you would... you know, compromise your principles.
Yeah, first of all, he has no principles.
Oh.
So basically, who's like the hot guy that you would do?
Is it Gene Hackman?
Only if he's pretending to be Lex Luthor.
Oh, that's hot.
Superman.
That's hot.
You don't have to answer.
It's his show. Remember?
I want to know.
No. I mean, you don't have to. You can think about it.
I want to know.
I want to ask questions too.
Oh, you can ask.
I apologize for all the golfing again. I'm sorry.
He's smoking 7 packs a day. Who's your doable dude?
No, it makes you sound like you're actually smart. Like you're saying everything with like effort.
Yeah. Picture me with a pipe in my hand.
Yeah. Yeah.
So what was the question?
Well, the question
was like a doable dude for you. Like, who's your celebrity crush? Let's say, is that what it was?
Yeah. Who's your Don Johnson?
Who's your Don Johnson?
That's funny. All right, we can get back to you. No, like everybody has. Like, do you have like
everybody has a Johnson?
Everybody has a Johnson, and thank God you boys do. We're so grateful.
Do you have an ultimate.
So, I have like a. So here's my thing.
Oh Jesus!
There's the right. I'm like a sports fan.
So right. We're going into sports.
Right, but for me, like.
Nobody here cares about sports.
But that's what I mean. Like, if I was like, who's my big celebrity crush? First of all, my celebrity crushes are dead.
Okay.
But. So, like, if, you know.
When I was younger, that's hot. Richard Dean Anderson. When I was younger, Richard
MacGyver?
Dean Anderson. MacGyver.
MacGyver. Original MacGyver. With long hair or the shorter hair?
For him, either one. And I usually don't like long hair.
He looked a little bit like Don Johnson.
But,
I'm just saying.
It all comes back to Don Johnson.
Well, in my world, I'm sorry.
Right?
Yeah. You got to have a role model. back to you.
No, of course.
Like MacGyver?
I loved MacGyver.
Okay.
I loved it. No, like, my problem is, like, for me, like, the all-time, if you're looking at who was your all-time celebrity, who was dead, well, it was in the 80s before I really figured out, but, like, my biggest crush was always Cary Grant.
Cary Grant?
Yeah, oh, my God. But then now, like if you were to ask me now, the cougar in me, there's a New Jersey Devil hockey player named
all right, we're good.
Any New Jersey Devils hockey
fan? It's between Cary Grant and some sports guy we don't know.
Jack Hughes, who is yummy with a fucking spoon.
Who?
His name is Jack Hughes.
A hockey player?
Hockey player. He's like, I could be his grandmother.
I can't believe you watch hockey.
Oh, man. Hockey's fucking
Jeez.
Hot.
I can't even see the puck.
It's hot. These guys, look.
You can't even see their leg. You can't see, they're all padded.
It doesn't matter. You know how impressive it is?
No.
I skate, blah, blah.
No.
I went,
I drive for a living. Right. Okay, I drive old ladies for a living. That's harder.
I went ice skating for the first time ever last year. I went to Rockefeller Center. I could barely keep my big fat feet on the ice skates.
What's your shoe size?
The gigantic. My mother, not for nothing, my mother, who called me last week while we were here, and I didn't answer, and I listened to the message, and it was the kind of message that's going to inspire a murder-suicide, but later. My foot size, my mother calls me Bozo the Clown. That'll give you an idea of how big my fucking foot is.
Can I guess?
Go ahead.
My worst number is 9. I'll go with 9.
Yeah. My worst number is it 9? 9, aren't you cute? It's bigger.
12?
10, you fucker!
All right?
10!
Okay, 10 is pretty big.
I thank you very much, Mr. Obvious.
Have you ever played Jack and the Beanstalk? That would be a great role for you. Sorry.
I can play Step on the Host's Throat if you want. I could certainly play
Step
that.
Step on the Host's Throat. That's right? Not on my. That's not in my notes here.
That's on your notes.
No.
Yeah.
Attacking the host is Attacking not. No, we went from.
So now we've established I'm Bozo the Clown. Next on your list.
But you haven't told. Well, okay.
I haven't told you what.
Do you have an ultimate
woman? Do you
woman?
Have an ultimate crush?
Is it Natalie Portman? She's Jewish.
No.
No.
Is that a definite requirement?
For
she's
me?
Beautiful.
No, for him.
For him? He thinks he might be Jewish. I don't know.
Okay. Is that a requirement for you?
For me?
Yeah.
Well, let's look at it this way. I got two women, right? I could, have sex with.
we're really going
are they
here,
here?
No, just theoretically.
Theoretically,
yeah.
Okay.
You know, one says, I'm yours. And the other one goes, I'm yours. One is Jew-ish, and one is not Jewish.
You go for the
I'll go for the Jew.
Well, yeah.
But if there's no Jewish lady, what is it, Jew-ish?
Why is she Jewish?
I don't know. But if so there's one chicksa without, naked offering her body to me, I'll bend my rules.
I mean, let's put it this way. If any woman who's even remotely attractive is going to look at you and go, want to have sex, are you going to say no?
Yes, I have.
Get out of here!
I have.
So she was remotely attractive.
Yeah, I don't see what this is so shocking. There's other factors that go into this.
But, I'm fascinated by it. So I recently... Remotely attractive. So she's not hideous. She's not whatever. This is incredibly incorrectly PC. I get it.
All right.
But remotely attractive. Wanted to have sex with you and you said no?
Of course.
Why?
So many reasons.
Give me one.
What the fuck is this?
Right.
Well, I'm not going to name names.
No, we're not.
Okay. But I've had offers and that I declined politely, not hurting their feelings. I don't know about you.
Okay.
But when you have sex with a person, there's other things that happen besides the sex. Mm-hmm. Emotions.
Sure.
Someone usually gets hurt.
This is the
hurt.
First I'm hearing this from you.
Well. This is
fascinating, isn't it?
Well,
I'm learning something.
I don't. I'm not a whore. I'm not just going to have sex with anybody, you know? Like, I'm going to have, like, you know.
Okay, are you sure you're a straight white male? He just said, I'm not going to have sex with just anybody.
Right.
Are you sure you're a straight male?
Because I know from experience that when you have sex with someone and it's not the right fit, then there's problems. Then they either stay over or they don't stay over. Someone gets hurt. Someone has more power in the relationship. Someone wants to text more. Someone wants to text less. Then it becomes a whole power struggle. And then someone gets hurt. And then the whole thing gets really ugly. And it could have been avoided if you just jerked off by yourself in a room.
I've had issues... No, not issues. I've had instances where that has not been the case.
Yeah, but you're looking at the bright side.
Inexperience.
I'm looking at the negative side. Because usually everything that happens to me is negative. And so...
But as the guy... So this is the thing I'm fascinated with. As the guy...
That's me.
I am shocked that... And this is... I'm sorry, straight single men out there... But in my experience, which is long, the guy never thinks this way. The guy wants to get laid,
I'm sorry,
and that is that.
Well, your definition of manhood is very limited, and I'm here to enlighten you about that I'm more than just...
A dick.
A dick.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
So you're not a dick.
I mean, I am, but
you
I...
You have never, one.
But for but other I mean, reasons.
For yeah. other reasons.
Well, I mean...
Get out of here.
Well...
So you like...
I've had times where I've had sex with the wrong person, and it's not good. It's not good.
Maybe you're doing it wrong.
Well, that's another issue. Maybe we could have a tutorial section. It's
possible that you're doing it wrong.
I thought their belly button was the best way to... No, I'm sure I read the manual.
You've read the manual.
I do it correctly.
But you've considered the woman's feelings.
Yeah, because I know how horrible it gets. But believe me, it's not because I care about her feelings. It's because I want to make it easy for me.
So you're not really concerned about it.
I am being a dick.
So you are a dick.
I am a dick. But for the right reasons.
For the right... You're not concerned about her. You're concerned about
the
you
The name of this episode is
it.
Being a dick for the right reasons.
Being a dick for the right reasons.
And if you're a dick for the right reasons, you're not really a dick. I'm just saying.
That's true.
I'm going to go with...
That's true.
I call bullshit on that.
Well, okay, let's take you for example.
I sustain that.
Okay, we always get to the... Okay.
Let's watch the clock.
It'd be easier if it was counting down.
Now we know we get to an hour. We're about to talk about
sex.
We never have proper endings because we always end up.
Yeah, we.
I've noticed that. Yeah. I'm like, don't you people watch the clock?
Okay. Now we're about to end.
We like chaos.
Oh,
for example, chaos from Get Smart.
Remember Get Smart?
Please talk some more.
Go on.
But I'm shocked that you are shocked by this.
I am shocked.
You think that every guy would just have sex with any possible woman that comes their way?
Yes.
That they kind of at least moderately find attractive? Yeah.
In my experience?
Most.
I'm disappointed in your view. I'm disappointed.
It's not my view. It's my experience.
Let's talk to the other people in the room.
Well, first of all, not for nothing.
My name is Cliff.
Your name is Cliff.
Cliff.
Cliff is a gay man. There's a difference.
No. Why?
There's a difference.
Sure, but attraction is attraction. If you had the possibility of having
relations,
with a person, would you do it with anybody, or would you have
anybody you're attracted to?
Okay, attracted to.
Well, yeah. So would I have relations with? Somebody I'm attracted to, but just have never met before.
Well, or that's
basically saying, have I ever had a hookup?
Well, you know that afterwards there's going to be headaches involved.
Oh no, that's never the case.
There's never the
assumption of headaches or things or anything. No, yeah, you leave and then that's it.
I've never been good at that. Like just leaving.
I'm good at that.
I think that's a gay thing, maybe.
Maybe. Because we don't care about your feelings, really.
Right.
Well, according to a few gay people that I have talked to, I know a few, that a lot of them say that it's kind of cool to be gay because it's kind of transactional and both people don't expect to have a serious relationship.
Yeah, it's just... In a way, it's true. I mean, I guess it's a cultural thing?
It's understood.
That's understood. That's assumed.
Yeah, but if there are some gay people that do want a relationship,
right? And if so, they'll need to vocalize that,
talking.
Well, like by actually speaking, typically,
maybe.
So nobody wanted really wants to have a relationship with you.
No.
I can see that.
No, I can understand that too.
Yeah. You like your life.
No, but
he's accepted it.
I'm resolved. I'm resigned. It is what it is.
Well, you're doing worse
as
than us.
Is.
Well, you're as is.
Yes.
Now you're speaking my language.
There you go.
But you know what I mean, right? If you have a possibility that you think, this could be a fun night, but I know that it's going to lead to problems afterwards. Doesn't that go into your consideration? Well,
if that was actually there, if that was a part of it, I don't know why I would think this is going to lead to
problems.
Because
every person I've ever been with has been a problem.
Well, yeah, but do you think it's maybe those people?
Well, no, it's got to be me. I'm the common factor. I mean, you would have to be an idiot to think that it's all them. I've had thousands of lovers. I'm using the metric system and centimeters. But I mean, they've all turned out not the way I wanted them to. So why would I think the next one would be any different? I would have to be insane.
I think it depends on how the whole thing starts. Many times the whole thing starts with a hookup. And look, if you're both like...
If you're over 17, there's no hookups anymore. You don't go into a bar and just start making out with somebody.
No, you go on Grindr.
Grindr, you say?
Yeah. And yeah, you do. But...
That's how we do it.
This is how we do it, baby.
I've been on dating sites. I've never had a hookup through a dating site.
Okay, dating sites...
Oh, my...
Don't get started.
But that's what Grindr...
Dating sites...
Oh, my God. Do you need a napkin?
No. Okay.
Grindr is a dating site.
Technically. No, Grindr is not a dating site. No, Grindr is a hookup site.
But they are referred to as... They are
the Tinder for gays.
A place to meet people.
Okay.
You know.
Dating sites, though, no.
What's the difference?
Okay. No. What I'm saying is... I cannot speak for the heterosexual world. I can speak for the homosexual world. Excuse me, backwards.
Yeah.
I can't speak for homosexuals. I'm such a hag, I don't even know what I can speak for.
Right, you're definitely speaking.
I can't speak.
You're definitely speaking.
I'm speaking. I can't speak for homosexuals.
Right.
I can speak for heterosexuals.
You can speak for Tracy.
I can speak for me. I had to get a fucking restraining order. Against a guy on a dating... Named Guy.
Wow.
Should have been my first fucking clue. Your name is Guy, Mr. Average.
So you went on a date with him?
I was with a relationship with this asshole for a year.
A year?
And then had to go and get a fucking restraining order because he came to my house and tried to kill me. So, dating sites, I know, we're like, now it's funny.
Did he really try to kill you?
He came to my house and I had to call 911 to get him out.
Wow.
Okay?
Did he show any signs of this behavior while you were dating?
Yes. He did. And you know what happened?
What?
At that point where I thought he was going to fucking kill me, at that point I was 40. And I was like, well, you're 40 and single. You're a loser. So this guy's the best you can get.
Yeah.
That's how little I thought of myself.
Well, in his defense, he's a guy. Yo, did he really try to kill you?
There were several. I have a dent in my back door. So my back door at home is metal. There is a dent in that door to this day. We're talking 10 years later, 11 years later.
Wow.
There's a dent in that. He kicked it.
Wow.
When I picked up the phone and said, I'm calling the cops if you don't fucking get the fuck out of my house. Like, I thought he was going to fucking kill me.
Wow.
So, yeah. I had to go to court. I had to get a restraining order. This is bad shit.
Well, that's one example.
That's enough. I think the thing is when you have that example, that's enough. And then get bitter.
Isn't that flattering, though? It's flattering.
It's flattering in a way, right?
I've had stalkers. Had
a stalker.
Nobody stalked you?
I'd love a stalker.
I've had three stalkers, all very unattractive, so it's not very flattering. Mm-hmm. I had one sit outside here for an hour. Yeah, I met her in a
mental hospital. What did you do to her?
I met her in a mental hospital. And when you meet somebody in a mental hospital, it's not good to give them your phone number, but I did.
See, that was your first mistake.
Yeah, apparently she was, I have no memory of giving her my number.
Oh.
I gave her my number and I gave her my aunt's address.
No.
So she comes over and she goes, I know you're in there. I see the lights on. I'm sitting outside in your smoking chair. And I was petrified. Geez.
Did you call the cops?
No, I stood outside in my bedroom for like an hour like this. For like an hour. And then I was like, and then finally she left. And then the next day she came to my aunt's house. And my aunt Ginny calls me up and she goes, this is really strange person at my door here asking for you. And then I had to call her up and be a man and said, look. You're crazy, and this can't continue. Which was very hard for me to do.
But weren't you afraid she was going to, like, fucking kill you?
Yeah, I started seeing very long movies after that. like all the long movies
I've seen. Where is she now, do you know?
No, she could be outside
right now. She could be outside for all we know
She was here, but your voice scared her.
Well, good. That's a beauty being loud.
Well, that's the thing. I've been stalked for a guy for a while because I had a Don Johnson poster in my room. He thought I was gay. And I was also living with a gay roommate. So the whole thing, he was pretty sure I was gay.
Are you sure you're not gay?
We had this conversation last time.
We did, right.
Yeah, I wish I was.
Right? We both
I listened to that one. Yeah.
Yes.
It's my tragic flaw.
That's when I was listening. I was like, why? How am I not there contributing to this?
Right. And now you are here and you're not contributing anything.
You're not contributing dick.
That's because she won't stop talking.
No, you're I know. It's a hurricane. You're coughing up a fucking lung every time he tries to talk. It's like,
why am I the only one who got this? When we were in wherever it was.
Because you're a fucking pant load. Okay? We both went to Switzerland.
I was expecting something else. So,
yeah. We both went to Switzerland. I did more than he did. We come home over a week ago. Princess Grace still has a cough. And I am fucking fine. So blow me.
All right. Maybe your metabolism is amazing.
You know what else, bitch?
Oh no.
Go for it!
This has never been, the word bitch has never been uttered on my podcast ever. Our
actually, I'm pretty sure it has been.
I'm retired.
That's true. This fucker's retired.
You got work in the morning.
I do. I envy this bastard.
Oh, wait, you're coming to my place.
I'm actually working at your house tomorrow. Like, I envy this bastard like you have no idea.
I don't know. His life doesn't sound too good.
It's fabulous. He fucking does whatever he wants.
Just ignore this temporary
thing. Other than the lung coming out of his throat.
But I mean, he's got no life. He sleeps 14 hours a day.
He fucking loves it.
He sleeps 14 hours a day. You walk the dog, and then you go back to bed.
And he loves it.
Well, good. Good. I mean,
this is what I mean. That's not my idea, but he is his idea. He fucking loves it. When do I get that?
It's not like I could get laid if I wasn't doing that. You know, but, you know, it's like
if you go on Grindr, apparently.
Yeah, so I cannot get laid. Basically.
When you go on Grindr, do you not tell them that you're an ex-calculus teacher? Because that can't be like a turn on for anybody.
No, right? You would be surprised.
Right?
You'd be surprised.
Really?
My profile does say just simply that I'm a recently retired high school teacher. That's what it says.
Oh, yeah, high school.
And it says he's 29 years old.
Right.
Imagine that!
Retired at 29.
And of course, I'm already getting, you know, gotten people like, oh, I'd like to be your student. You can be my teacher. Blah, blah, blah. I'm like, go away. You're...
Yeah. X plus two is three.
X plus two equals me.
No, but you do get those people that are sort of like nerd and they want like a daddy figure.
Some of those, yeah. A lot of them are they just want money, actually.
They want money.
Yeah, they just write, you know, GEN apostrophe, question mark.
Oh,
yeah,
generous. Wow.
Oh, wow. Generous.
Yeah,
generous. Generous.
Only with my time.
can I ask a probing...
Mr. Siegel.
Have you ever had a... This is good for everybody to know.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think. Have you ever had a successful Grindr appointment? I mean, you know what I mean? Like, has it ever worked out?
Like, have you ever had a relationship?
or a good night.
Means that. You don't know that he means that.
A good night.
No, you've had good nights.
No, but he's not necessarily saying that it worked out.
A stranger?
Actually, where the night went as one would have hoped.
Right, like bowling.
Yeah, basically.
That's the way I want my dates to go.
Right.
Bowling.
Yeah.
Right.
A lot of gutter balls.
A lot.
Oh, you mean you met somebody for, like, drinks?
No.
No.
Oh, no?
No.
No, they just hook up.
You bring a person to your house?
I don't bring them. Like, I don't show
they
for
show
them.
Up.
A stranger? They could kill you.
That's my thing. Like, he brings them to his house.
At least go to... Well, actually, if you go to their house, they could kill you there, too.
Yeah, right. That's true, right?
Yeah.
But that takes... But do you know what they sound like on the phone, at least, or...?
No.
Right. Oh, my God. This is sacrilegious.
Yeah.
And nobody's tried to kill you?
No.
No, but they've asked for money. But
I
like you're a hooker.
You don't hook up with the when they ask for money.
No,
before you arrange
right,
the date,
right.
Yeah.
I'm like, no, you're not getting.
But can you please take me? I'm a very heterosexual Jewish man.
Yes.
So you go. They come. They knock on your door, and you're like, hi, and hopefully they look like the picture.
Yeah, that's the first step right there.
Right. And so have you had cases where they didn't look like their picture?
I only have one that really comes to mind. She's like, right. Like, I never told her this story.
Tell me the story.
She's very supportive.
You totally told me this story.
I haven't told you this story before.
Yes, you did.
Well, let's see. Let's see. Who's is telling us?
Well, okay, wait.
You don't have to talk into it.
Wait. I know, I'm like talking into it. So we only have a minute to go.
Oh, really?
So okay. I say we continue this story that Cliff says he never told me about, that I say he did fucking tell me
hey,
about.
Hey, this is a real cliffhanger.
It's
a
cliffhanger.
All right, I'm not gonna
until
say
episode 2 of The Foursome.
No, it's good. No. It's good. Are you going to tell us the story in the next
episode?
Are you? Oh, sure, I will, yeah.
Okay.
It's not like...
No, I know.
It's going to be a big letdown, but yeah.
No. But everything else has
there'll
been.
Be more stories. Right. There'll be more stories. So, with 27 seconds to go.
Right. That was impressive.
What is the secret of life?
What is the secret of life? The secret is life.
43.
Wait, what? The secret of life is realizing you're all going to fucking die and there's nothing left for you afterwards. Okay. Here, we're stopping and we're going to come back. Seven. Six. Right.
No, you're way off.
Am I off?
Yeah.